That's Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos. He joins us after Monday evening council meetings, most Tuesdays here on Sound Ideas. I want to get your perspective as a long-serving mayor working under a city manager form of government. The city of Bloomington is considering revising, weakening the mayor's ability to manage the agenda. The proposal would require five aldermen to sign off on putting something on the agenda and prevent the mayor from putting something on the agenda himself. Last night, they may have stepped back from that a little bit. It's unclear about what proposal will actually move forward. As mayor, what do you think of this proposal as a long-serving mayor of the town of Normal?
Well, on the face of it, it goes against council manager form of government. I mean, a mayor's duties are pretty clearly defined, as are the city manager's, in the form of government, the charter that set the form of government in place. And to do that to the mayor, just in my opinion, it would make my ability to try and cooperate with the city of Bloomington that much more difficult.
Is that sort of who do you talk to as it concerns on the agenda in Bloomington and what's on the agenda in Normal?
Who is driving an agenda item that's important to that community? And so do I no longer talk to the mayor about how we cooperate on that, like I do now? We meet every 6 weeks. Terry and I meet probably once a week outside of that. So now I have six people I have to identify who I need to talk to.
The mayor and five aldermen.
Right.
What kind of input do you have on the agenda in the town of Normal?
The mayor sets the agenda by law, and that I think that's an important thing. The mayor can set the agenda by law. Now, most of the agenda setting actually gets done by the city manager because 90% of what's on the agenda is administrative.
Sure.
And that's the city manager's job. Now, there are things that I will look at that, you know, I will say I don't think this is ready to go forward. We'll discuss that. I'll discuss it with council. I'll discuss it with the city manager. And sometimes we say, no, that's not ready. Let's hold off on that. Or let's get this on. Council wants this dealt with. Let's get this on the agenda.
Assuming Terry Renner doesn't run for reelection, he could be gone in three years.
And I could be gone in 3 years.
Sure. Assuming that these changes are really aimed at Terry and not the office of mayor, should the council be taking these kinds of changes, do you think, or considering these kinds of changes if it is personality based?
It's my recommendation that you take a look at the long term implications of what you're doing, especially, you know, people will argue against this. But in my opinion, it is a change in the form of government. And you need to really be methodical and looking at a long-term outcome of what that is.
And does that methodical examination also include getting maybe some outside vetting, maybe from the Illinois City Managers Association or the International City Managers Association?
I think that's appropriate. You know, there are some people that argue that doing that to the mayor is illegal. It's not even legal to do that, to take powers away from the mayor by council action.
And we talked about your ability to manage the agenda as mayor. What about council in the town of Normal? Can they place things on the agenda? Is there a mechanism like there is in the city of Bloomington?
There is a mechanism, and I can honestly tell you I don't know what it is in terms of how many council members it takes. I know it is codified, but frankly, we've never had to deal with that issue, so that's why I don't know.
So is it just a different culture? Obviously, it's a different culture in Normal, but is that part of what the difference is between Normal and Bloomington? Do council members just talk with city staff and the city manager and say, hey, these are something I'm thinking about, and they look at it, and it either comes back to the agenda or there's a further conversation with the elected official?
Well, I think a lot of it, Mike, comes out of our strategic planning, where we spend a day and a half, 2 days of really drilling down on what's important in the next year. And you know, at that point, we've reached agreement on it.
Plan the work and work the plan.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I mean, we're not always 100% in agreement, but, you know, there are things that I want to see as a priority that for the next coming year that the rest of the council doesn't share, so it doesn't become a priority. We have to have consensus on what moves forward, and that's what we do, and that's why we don't see this.
All right. Chris, always an interesting conversation. Thanks for coming by Sound Ideas. We appreciate it. Chris Koos is the mayor of the town of Normal, and we appreciate your time. Bloomington Normal's mayors are on Sound Ideas most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.